At the Massachusetts State House this week, senators will be busy deliberating the Ways and Means Committee's $40.3 billion state budget proposal. Last week, lawmakers filed more than 1,000 amendments to that bill. Recognizing that lawmakers will want to get out of Boston well before Memorial Day weekend, I asked State House News Service reporter Matt Murphy just how they plan to plow through the huge pile of amendments.
Typically, they'll start off, you know, as the House does as well, they start by considering the revenue amendments one by one, any proposed changes to tax law that it could impact the revenue that they can use to finance the budget. Once they dispose of those, they'll start going through the rest. Unlike the House, which kind of goes by categories, the Senate moves along somewhat in order and pulls out maybe some of the more contentious or controversial proposals that need more discussion and debate. And as they move along towards the end of the week, they start doing what they call bundling. They'll start bundling amendments into things that they do want to pass, the yes bundles and the no bundles, the things that they want to reject in mass to kind of get through the volume that has been filed.
And to plow through that, the Senate will be doing this from a floor debate, but didn't they move out of their regular normal chambers a couple of weeks ago so that some major renovation could happen?
They did, and they've been preparing to use the basement auditorium in the State House that has been now fully refurbished, while the historic Senate chamber, which is in need of much repair and work, undergoes its own renovation. But that work has not started, and we heard late last week that they would actually move back into the Senate chamber, their traditional spot, to debate the budget this week. So the move, it appears, is somewhat on hold for now because the construction has not yet begun, so there's no real need to vacate the space as of yet.
Is the space a whole lot more usable in the regular chamber, or is it just a familiar space might get people more productive?
Sure, it's a familiar space, and it's also a little more conducive to moving forward with a debate that's going to go on for this long. The new space would have required senators who typically stand up at their chairs where they have microphones and can speak. Have they done tried to do this downstairs in the basement auditorium, they would have had to walk up to a podium. It could have prolonged the debate and made it a little more difficult, maybe more difficult for people to hear and follow the debate. So I think there's a number of reasons why keeping at least a debate of this magnitude in the Senate chamber for now.
You know, last week, the April unemployment rate in Massachusetts was released, and it came out for April at 3.9%, which is pretty good, but that's up a full percent since November. Are those numbers concerning to lawmakers?
Yeah, it is pretty good, and of course, it's still well below the national average, which I think is about 4.4% right now, but certainly it has to start to be a little concerning and something that people watch, as it appears that it's now been ticking up these a tenth of percent a month. You know, it's climbing up now closer to 4% when it was on its way down towards under 3% before. So that, coupled with the revenue problems that the state is looking with, and always having an eye towards when, not if, but probably when the next recession hits, and whether or not the state is prepared, I think this is something that's going to start to get a little more attention.
There's another issue that I wonder if lawmakers are studying, and that is as Vermont waits for Governor Phil Scott to sign the legislation legalizing recreational marijuana. Is that something that is being watched closely in Boston as they're looking to enact further regulations on pot in Massachusetts?
We haven't heard anything coming from the lawmakers that are looking at pot right now. But you mentioned Vermont. We've heard from a number of people, even though Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo is not fully on board yet. There's a desire among some in Rhode Island to kind of pass a law in their state and get ahead of Massachusetts, while it seems that the Bay State lawmakers are taking their time getting the marijuana industry up and running. Thus far, it has not changed their timetable, but it could impact what kind of tax rate they look at, because they certainly don't want to price Massachusetts out of the market if they're looking to get money out of this. So I'm sure it's being looked at by these lawmakers, but so far it hasn't changed their thinking.
That's State House News Service reporter Matt Murphy. This is New England Public Radio.